Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. At SFO, you can discover award-winning flavors and unique shops all before takeoff. Learn more about what's at SFO at flysfo.com.
Hi there. I'm Rand Abdelfattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Madi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Nearly 100 people were arrested on the USC campus yesterday as LA police cleared an encampment that had formed by people protesting the war in Gaza. Organizers were calling for the university to divest from companies and weapons manufacturers with links to Israel and for school officials to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. The protest was fairly peaceful until officers surrounded the large group and told them to leave or face arrest. That's when several skirmishes broke out. Jacob Wheeler is a student at USC. He spoke with NBC Los Angeles.
I don't think it's ever been higher. The tensions are extremely high. People were fearing that this was going to happen. To put it quite frankly, the tensions have been rising on campus for weeks since the valedictorian controversy.
The people were arrested on trespassing charges. Meanwhile, protesters at Cal Poly Humboldt continue to occupy Siemens Hall and another building on campus. The university has closed its campus for the rest of the week and moved classes online. It's also canceled several on-campus events. No arrests have been made since the initial three on Monday. The students protesting continue to call for a divestment of anything profiting off or associating with Israel and for the university to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. California lawmakers have reintroduced a bill that would make workers on strike for more than 2 weeks eligible for unemployment insurance benefits. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Chavala Romero has more.
Supporters of SB 1116 say going on strike is a last resort, as strikers often struggle to afford rent and other basics while negotiating for better wages. Lorena Gonzalez heads the California Labor Federation.
If you look at other states who offer unemployment insurance for striking workers, we know that it's doable.
Employers pay the tax that funds the weekly benefit of up to $450. Business groups that oppose the bill say it would require employers to subsidize striking workers. Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a similar proposal last year because the unemployment insurance fund is already billions of dollars in debt. For the California Report, I'm Farida Chavala Romero.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
Battle lines are being drawn in what could be a huge fight over taxes in California this November. Those fights are playing out on the ballot and in court. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon explores whether the state could be headed for another tax revolt like the one that ushered in Proposition 13.
Like many stories about taxes or ballot measures in California, this one starts with Prop 13, which voters approved in 1978.
We, the tax
taxpayers have spoken.
Prop 13 limited property taxes. It was written and championed by taxpayer advocate Howard Jarvis and is seen as maybe the most consequential ballot measure in California history.
We have a new revolution against the arrogant politicians.
Almost 50 years later, the current head of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, John Kupal, is leading another anti-tax fight using the same argument.
California's overtaxed. You can give them all the money in the world and it still would not be enough.
The so-called Taxpayer Protection Act aims to make it harder for the state and local governments to raise taxes by requiring voters to sign off on any new tax or tax increase. It would also reclassify many government fees as taxes. Elected officials and public employee unions are lining up against the measure. They're even calling it the Taxpayer Deception Act. Ben Trifo with the League of California Cities says it would decimate local government's ability to provide services.
Whether this is preventing and reducing homelessness, planning for more housing, picking up the trash, paving streets and roads, or really just, you know, guaranteeing that someone will be there when you dial 911. This is what's at stake for our residents if this measure is to pass.
Trifo says if it passes, cities, towns, and counties would be unable to respond quickly to emergency situations like an economic downturn or a pandemic. It would take longer for them to raise revenue because they'd need to wait for elections to get voter approval.
Is someone going to want to vote for a parking meter rate? You know, that's the level of how expansive this measure is.
Business-aligned proponents have already gathered enough signatures to put the measure on the November ballot. But it's facing another hurdle. Elected officials, including Governor Gavin Newsom, are asking the state's Supreme Court to remove the Taxpayer Protection Act from the ballot. They argue that the sweeping proposition is actually a constitutional revision, not a constitutional amendment. Voters can amend the state constitution, but only lawmakers can revise it. Meanwhile, the legislature is putting its own questions on the November ballot that are much more tax-friendly. Taken all together, voters will get confused, says Mark Baldessari with the Public Policy Institute of California.
Because if people feel like, I don't know enough to decide, I'm confused, it's too complicated, they'll vote no on everything. And what voting no on everything would do would keep the status quo.
He says that could be a strategy for Newsom and the Democrat-led legislature. When it comes to taxes, Californians are divided, according to survey data from the nonpartisan PPIC. About half say they prefer higher taxes in return for more government services. The other half want lower taxes and fewer services. Baldessari points to one thing they agree on. An overwhelming 91% think the state government wastes money. Which brings us back to Prop 13.
As much as things have changed since 1978 in California, demographically, politically, socially, economically, there's such an undercurrent all the time of concerns about spending and taxes.
It's something Howard Jarvis's successors hope will lead voters to tighten their tax purse strings once again. For the California Report, I'm Nicole Nixon in Sacramento.
And that is the California Report for Thursday, April 25th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Madi Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all. On the web at theschmidt.org.
Hi, I'm Sasha Coca, host of the California Report magazine. Every week, we bring you stories about what connects us in the giant, diverse Golden State. Because what happens in California changes the world.
I love this place. We were once seen as like the place to be, California. The land of milk and honey, that's where you go to Sunshine State, but we just have challenges right now.
KQED's California Report magazine. New episodes drop every Friday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night, knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.